And this is the start and end of week 12 for the very last time. You'll recall from week zero that we promised this, that what ultimately matters in this course is not so much where you end up relative to your classmates, but where you in week 12 end up relative to yourself in week zero. Well, we are here now in week 12, and you might look back fondly or remarkably at just how far you've come when this was the worst of your problems some weeks ago. But consider how far you've come since then, particularly if among those with no prior experience, just weeks later, were you implementing a fairly sophisticated data structure like this hash table here, or even this try here. Just a few weeks later, and just a week ago, were you implementing this, a mashup of multiple APIs using asynchronous JavaScript calls and HTTP requests behind the scene, ultimately creating an entire web app from something that began with just a few hash marks. Now, indeed, you might recall that 78% of you had no prior experience, and we propose that you might be feeling a little lonely at the beginning, but realize that you are now very much among friends and supporters here. Now, it's a tradition in CS50 to not only start the semester, but also end the semester with a bit of cake. Indeed, the team has been downstairs cutting it up and sampling the cake, but that awaits in just a little bit of time. But I thought I'd pick up where we left off and get some closure today. You may recall this here website. I thought the only good thing I could do is write these kind folks upon having endorsed them so in class just a couple of weeks ago. And I will say to their credit, I got back this reply from ediblearrangements.com. Good morning, Mr. Malin. We have inquired with our IT department regarding your concern. They advise that as of next week, there will be a website patch applied. We appreciate the feedback. And indeed, if you go to ediblearrangements.com now, click login, you are indeed sent to the HTTPS version of the site. So there you have it, CS50 here making a difference, one website at a time. So now the final project is, of course, all that awaits now. And realize that there's any number of ingredients that you can weave into this project of yours. Indeed, what many students do if tackling a web-based final project will take PSET7's distribution code, CS50 Finance, and then we'll rip out parts of it that aren't of interest or germane to their final project, like the lookup function, which is surely very specific to Yahoo Finance. And they'll add in their own code and build atop the login mechanism that we provide you with. And so that is absolutely a great place to get started, especially if over break and shortly thereafter, you're just not really sure where to begin to create something that hasn't already been handed to you, at least in part. PSET 8.2, if you want to do something with AJAX, or you want to write a script that imports a really big data set into a database, use PSET 8 as a model on which you can build your own code ultimately. But realize, too, that there's even fancier ways to get started. A very popular framework that we're fans of is called Laravel. This is a PHP framework that essentially adds to PHP a number of features that are already commonplace in the world of Ruby and Python, other programming languages that have built into them or on top of them additional frameworks. And so Laravel will take PSET 7's framework essentially and give you a whole lot more tools for your toolkit. So if curious, and if you'd like to not only apply lessons learned, but tackle some new lessons for your final project, check out this and similar types of frameworks online. How about hosting your website? You can certainly put your final project, if doing something web-based, on your CS50 appliance, and most students do. But if you'd like to actually take the World Wide Web out for a spin and put your code out there, realize It's pretty straightforward these days to buy a domain name for a few dollars, to set up your domain name's DNS settings for the IP address stuff, and then actually push your code to some remote server so that someone can visit you at something.com or whatever domain name you happen to buy. Stay tuned to CS50's homepage in the days to come, where we'll post some instructions for doing exactly that if you'd like to follow some guidance, or if you'd like to venture out on your own. There's so many popular frameworks and systems out there, many of which are free or super cheap, or at least free for students. AWS or Amazon Web Services is one. In fact, that's where CS50 runs most of its own servers, in the so-called cloud, using virtual machines, servers that aren't really physical. They're the illusion of physical servers, but that we and you could have complete control over. And we just had a seminar, in fact, a couple weeks ago on that. Parse.com is a super popular back-end tool that you can use to actually host a database. If you don't want to figure out or stand up your own MySQL database, there's this and other related services that let you focus on the part of your app that you really like, the front end or the user interface or the features, and then outsource to someone else, often for free, certainly for student-scale prototypes, any back-end services like email or databases that you might need. Now, for authentication, a super common FAQ in CS50 is, how do you authenticate users, not with their own usernames and passwords, but with like Harvard IDs and PINs? Well, realize CS50 has a service called CS50 ID via which you can do exactly that. And then those of you tackling, say, mobile projects, where you're kind of conflicted if you want to do an iPhone app, a Windows Phone app, an Android app, or any number of other devices out there, realize that there are actually tools that allow you to write your app in typically JavaScript or some similar language and then deploy it to multiple platforms like iOS and Android and the like, PhoneGap being one, Titanium another. So if you're sort of conflicted and realize that there's a bit of a learning curve to learning just one of these languages, realize you can take your own newfound familiarity with JavaScript out for a spin and apply it there. And there's so much more that you can find on your own or by consulting your TFs. Now, what about life after CS50? Just so that this is said at least once, you're not going to be handed problem set specifications and distribution code in perpetuity, but realize that you don't need the CS50 appliance to continue coding on macOS. It's a wonderful, useful environment in that it's pre-configured to be representative of a nice Linux system, but you can certainly use any number of freely available tools these days to write code on your own Mac without the overhead of an appliance, or on your own Windows computer, or if you're running Linux, a number of tools exist there as well. So that's just a whirlwind tour that you might want to curl up with at some point. But for now, let's take a look ahead and what remains. In particular, among the courses, historical events is the CS50 Hackathon, an epic all-nighter at which you'll arrive around 7 p.m., set up shop with your laptop and project and friends, and dive into final projects in an environment that looks a little like this upon arrival. You'll check in here. You'll then get down to work. You'll help out a classmate. You'll indulge in first dinner around 9 p.m., second dinner around 1 a.m., and then for those still standing at the end of the night, we'll take you to IHOP. But along the way, there'll be a photo booth, not like this, and indeed actual CS50 shuttles on our way to IHOP. Now the CS50 Fair. For students in the class, this is your opportunity to exhibit proudly your final projects, not only to others, but typically 2,000 plus attendees from across campus, students, faculty, folks who see the balloons along Oxford Street and come on in. So realize that what awaits there are glimpses at each other's projects here, where you'll bring your laptop. We'll set up tall tables on which you put your laptop, hop on the Wi-Fi, and demo your projects to passersby. Meanwhile, there'll be music and popcorn and candy and more, so that you'll have ample opportunities to mingle. We'll have friends of ours from industry, recruiters from any number of these companies here. They're just to chat up students about life after college or internships during college and the like. You'll see, too, that there's a raffle to incentivize not only you to strike up these chats with friends, but also to invite your own friends or convince your own friends to come see your project. You can sweeten the deal by these little cards that'll be handed out. Each of them will have placeholders for little smiley face stickers. You guys, as the students, will be given smiley face stickers. And for anyone who ventures up to you and says, hey, what did you do? Or asks you for a demo of your project, you hand them a sticker, they put it on their card, and that qualifies them for any number of fabulous prizes, including those pictured here, which are then raffled off at the end of the event. That's it for CS50. And along the way, there'll be ample popcorn and stress balls and candy, and even last year, the Harvard band, who was not expected but was in attendance, There'll be a photo booth there as well, and massive numbers of balloons like these ones here, so many so that invariably the staff try to pull this trick at the end of the night. Never quite works. But for you, if you'd like to invite your friends to this event,
now,
do
come
have
over
them head
to, the next
to this.
On the tour. You'll notice a distinct... Come on in. You notice a distinct departure from the Gothic architecture that we saw on the rest of the tour of Yale's campus. Now here we are at Sanders Theater. Sanders Theater is really a cultural and an academic hub here at Harvard. Commencement was held here until 1922. It's modeled after the Sheldonian Theater in Oxford, England, as a matter of fact. And it serves as a location for many cultural events and big academic events here. Many a cappella groups perform in Sanders. The Crocodillos perform here frequently. They're sort of like the Whiff and Poofs 2.0, almost. As well as the largest class, actually, at Harvard, CS50. Is taught here. Who on the tour is interested in computer science? Anyone interested? Oh, terrific. Well, so if you happen to matriculate at Yale, you'll really, really want to be taking CS50. You won't actually be able to take it physically within Sanders Theater. However, CS50 will be live streamed over to you in New Haven, as well as you'll have an entire support network of staff there to take CS50 to learn all about computer science. So this is Sanders Theater. It's not Gothic, but it's great. Does anyone have any questions before we move on to the next stop?
Is that David Malin?
Oh my God, it is! Let's take a selfie, take a selfie.
Right here.
Here, someone hold it up. I'll go. How are you, David?
Hello, Sam.
Doing well. Gotta flip it around. And duck face, David?
Yeah, he likes that, there it is.
Terrific. Well, we'll move on to the next stop. Our next stop is the Harvard Stadium, where we've had great luck in the last 13 years. let's move on.
So the rumors are indeed true. For the first time in history, students at Harvard and Yale alike will be able to take a course called CS50 this coming fall in 2015. We will put aside the rivalry for nearly 100 years and ultimately... in fall 2015, actual Yale students will be able to take CS50 for the first time. The lectures will indeed be streamed from here, your successors in this audience, to New Haven, where students will be able to engage in person or, as some of you have so optimized, online, live, or on demand after. But we will be standing up a local support structure complete with teaching fellows, course assistants will be leading sections and office hours. CS50 Puzzle Day will be held in Cambridge, and we will invite our Yale friends to Cambridge for CS50 Puzzle Day, as well as the CS50 Hackathon, and then at semester's end, there will be an epic display in both Cambridge and in New Haven of CS50 students from Harvard and Yale alike on display in those respective towns. And indeed, if you have any friends who go to Yale, we do need some TFs and CAs, so do send them to this URL here. But we will, in the meantime, be sending one of CS50's own best teaching fellows, Jason Hirshhorn, who's about to graduate, having just finished his thesis on the intersection of computer science and education. Jason will be working full-time at Yale and will be on the ground there helping us to stand this up and bring these two universities together via CS50. Now, along with CS50's production team, I had an opportunity to hop in the car with this guy and take a look at what awaits us in New Haven.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along. Dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, Fozzie, I want you to turn left if you come to a fork in the road.
Yes, sir. Turn left at the fork in the road. Permit.
I don't believe that.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
Movie stars with flashy cars and life with the top down.
We're storming the big town.
Yeah, storm is right. Should it be snowing?
No, I don't think so.
Moving right along.
Footloose and fancy free.
You ready for the big time?
Is it ready for me?
You better pull over.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
We'll see Yale in 2015. So now, some thank yous. Suffice it to say, there's an entire family, both in front of and behind the camera in this class, that makes everything work, ultimately. And I'd like to acknowledge a few, and then the entire staff by way, first, of Colton, whose EDM has permeated the start of lectures for some number of weeks now, as well as the entire production team, who's been making everything look so beautiful this year. Dan and Shelley and Andrew and Chang and Colton and Ramon and Barry and back and Kenny and everyone who's been involved behind these cameras, making everything possible. To Gabriel as well, our head teaching fellow. If you didn't already know, Gabriel actually found CS50 by way of the production team's videos. Indeed, growing up in Brazil a few years back, he discovered that all of CS50's material was online, and he dropped me a kind note asking if he might be able to translate it to Portuguese for his classmates. And indeed he did, ultimately lecturing to some 50 students, his classmates in high school, followed by 150 students the next year. And wonderfully, his dad was in back filming the whole thing, so you can find Gabe's lectures of CS50 in Brazil online as well. And now Davin here has been running the course and has been making everything run so smoothly, and without him we could not manage the team that we now have. And then of course Rob Bowden. Rob's now been with the course some 5 years, having approached me sophomore year with an interest in getting involved in the class, and then became assistant head TF, and then head TF, and then preceptor, and now, believe it or not, the very distinguished role of member of technical staff, which in the computer world actually carries with it some weight. And so that understatement is actually meant to be of the highest regard to Rob. Allison, of course, who's been leading our official sections on camera once a week and making sure there's a resource available online for students who are unable to tune in person. And then, of course, a TF who I think has been at every single office hours this year, including these here, those here as well, and indeed Zamyla, who's walked everyone through the course's problem sets and without whom we could not expect, I dare say, so much. And then lastly, Chang here, who is known for much more than these elephants, which have been appearing at most every lecture. Indeed, Chang recently got together with CS50's production team to put together this thank you for the entire team by way of a little segment we call Chang on the Street.
This is Chang with Chang on the Street, and today I'm here at CS50's Quiz 1 grading party, where the staff members of CS50 have gathered to grade Quiz 1. I wouldn't really consider it a party, but you get the idea. I'll be asking them some questions about their experiences this semester, and maybe a few technical questions that will stump them.
Okay, I don't think I'm ready for this.
It's okay.
Okay.
How many bits are in a byte?
4. 8.
What does PHP stand for?
PHP, Hypertext Protocol.
Is it a protocol, though?
I don't know. Is it?
Buzzer. No.
And then that P stands for PHP.
So where does it stop?
It never stops.
It has to stop at some point.
No, it doesn't.
Acronyms
nope.
Simplify to a word.
No, recursion?
This is a serious question. What comes next in this sequence of numbers?
Okay.
2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 955.
I thought you were going to say 64, but...
What's the next number in the sequence?
CS50?
That's not even a number.
I have no clue.
Neither of you are right. Please go back to grading. What's 2 to the power of 64? Oh, jeez, I should know this.
Okay.
How many stress balls does it take to Bill Sanders Theater?
Too many.
You can never have too many stress balls.
Am I right? What's the correct answer?
There's no correct answer.
I'm sure there is.
It depends on the size of the stress ball. Do you know who Rob Bonin is?
Okay. Yes.
This is actually correct, though.
He has better hair this year than he did previous years. So.
It was a little difficult
recognizing him, but I managed it.
Is he the buff guy?
Yeah.
Okay, oh yeah, okay.
Now that you mentioned it, I have a question for you.
All right.
What's Rob Bowden's bench press?
It max.
What is his max bench press?
You.
Thank you so much to CS50's TFCAs, producers, designers, researchers, and everyone else who's been involved both in front of and behind the camera here in CS50. We surely could not do this without you, and we cannot wait to welcome new members to the staff.
Everyone at this table is going to get a hug.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on staff. Thank you for being on staff. This concludes our interview.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on staff this year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, they did a good job, right?
You did wonderfully. This was Chang with Chang on the Street, and this was CS50 2014.
What did we talk about? We just had this conversation. This is not a toy.
So CS50 is indeed now recruiting for TF's course assistants, producers, designers, and any number of other roles that enable this to go on behind the scenes. And now for something a little special. As you know, Colton has introduced his EDM to the class, but today he got the band together. And CS50, before we bring some students up on stage, I give you Colton, Gabe, and Taylor.
Tell where the journey went. I know where to start. Try to tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. That's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost. I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only got two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel. I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Didn't know I was lost. Didn't know I was
coming this year to the CS50 Fair, live music as well. So now our last opportunity for a bit of audience participation. For this, we need 6 students and 3 staff. Let's see here. Okay, you're practically jumping out of your chair. Come on up. Okay, how about you two together over here? Come on up. And how about you two and you one? Come on up. Oh, let's grow the teams a bit. Okay, right there. Come on. Yeah, you come on down. That's going to be hard. Okay. Okay, fine. Come on down. See you in a few minutes. All right. So, come on over here. We're going to get 2 more chairs and let's do Nick and Allison and this Yale student over here and Rob Bowden. Come on up. Meanwhile, if Cheng could join me on stage. If you guys would like to form 2 student teams and 1 staff team, and Cheng, if you could distribute these chairs here, I'll get the board ready. This is incredibly awkward. Okay, make your way to a chair there. Come on over. Come on down. And I think a Yale student will be playing for the staff team. Excellent. We should have enough chairs, hopefully. If not, we'll grab another. Where do we need? Over here? Come on over. All right.
Yeah, do we need a staff?
No, it's going to be 2 student teams and 1 Harvard-Yale staff team. All right, so we do have this tradition of playing Jeopardy, or really our own version of Jeopardy, where we just ask questions and expect answers. But the questions we're going to ask are not written by us, they're written by you. You may recall a rather long form for problem set 8. Have to admit, most of them didn't make it into quiz 1. We got maybe 500 questions asking, what is HTML? What is HTTP? What is CSS? So they weren't exactly the most challenging of questions, but we went through hundreds and hundreds of questions to sample the following. So Chang here has kindly offered to run the board. We'll go ahead here and call this team 1, team 2, and team 3. And let's say that team 3 has won the toss, so you guys are going to glance to your left or above you, pick a week, and pick a dollar amount. We will then ask the question, and Chang will award you or deduct from you the requisite points. Team 3, what would you like? I'm hearing a lot of week 0 here.
What? Can we pick any?
Any category, any amount.
All right, week 0, 500. Yeah.
You're putting more thought into choosing the question than I wrote into selecting them. All right, so What did you say? Okay. Where? Oh, and then the first hand that goes up will be considered the one who has buzzed in. What is the difference between global and local variables? I saw team two.
Global is for the entire scope of the program, whereas local is just defined within a isolated part.
Let's take a look. We're going to hold you to the answer that your classmates gave. If you click on the text, scope in all caps. I think we're going to have to take this literally. So we're not going to give those points. We're going to expect exactly what your classmates gave. So unfortunately, we're at minus 500, but you're still in control. But you're still in control. Now you're in control. Well, no, you're still in control. Okay. You're still in control.
We won.
Yeah, let's go for 500 again. Okay. Week one, 500, Chang. What are the data types and their sizes? Oh, I saw a hand over here first. Rob Bowden.
A char is 1 byte, a short is 2 bytes, an int is 4 bytes, a long is 4 bytes, a long is 8 bytes, a char star is 4 bytes, an int star is 4 bytes, a long star is 4 bytes.
Chang, what's the correct answer?
Oh, floating double! Floating double!
Wrong. Our strategy was not supposed.
You left out the part of the reference sheet, but I think we should give it to him for $500.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is bias.
What are you talking about?
It's okay. The point went. Joe, that's right. Team one. I am not a good judge, apparently. All right, we're gonna move on. You guys have control. Yale student.
We'll do week four for 500 points.
I think I saw team three.
You free the memory?
You free the memory? Free it! We'll give it to you! All right, teams one and three are tied. Team three has control. What category would you like?
Week two, 500.
Why not?
Week two, 500.
Amazing.
Everything?
You get to choose your amount.
Why not?
Yes.
500.
All for 500?
Yeah.
500, daily double.
In the regular?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, you can't.
Chang? No! 500 and control of the board. We have. We have time for one or two more questions in single Jeopardy.
Oh, yes, do that. We're gonna pick. Just pick something.
No.
Okay. Team three. Week
zero
for 100. How Team, what team are you on?
I'm two.
Okay, team two.
You use the say block in MIT Scratch to say hello world.
Minus 100. All right, one more question in single Jeopardy. You guys are still in control.
Week three, 100.
What is the bet? Team three? Okay, we're going with team three.
I mean, the best case scenario or runtime? Because the best case scenario is it's in order.
Let's see what the correct answer is. All right. Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. In this Double Jeopardy, we have the categories of week 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, where did our points go?
When we wagered?
We are going to manually adjust. There we go.
I think team two had 2,000.
Team two had 2,000? Okay. All right, so now we toss the coin again, and we're giving control to team two. Go ahead and choose your category and amount.
We'll go week six, 1,000.
Week six, 1,000. How does the stack grow? Team two.
You add a new function into scope.
Add a new function to scope. Dynamic. Grows up. All right, but you're still in control.
All right, someone else pick.
I'll pick.
It is all relative. Even though we tend to draw, the stack is growing up. You'll recall that the addresses actually grow in a different direction, but just needed to make Rob happy there. All right, team two.
Week eight, 1,000.
Week eight for 1,000. True or false, is HTML a programming language? Is there another judge who can decide?
It was all me.
All right, Rob has called.
It is not, so I guess false.
Rob says false, and the answer is no.
No. Wait.
All right. Yale student.
It was a poorly written question. It said true or false, and then it was a question.
It was just a...
Noted. Noted. We have time for one more Double Jeopardy question. Team two.
Week nine. Yeah. Week nine, 1,000.
Week nine for 1,000. What's the difference between ID and class? Team three.
You can apply ID to only one type of thing in HTML, but you can apply class to many different things.
Okay, give it to you. So, if we proceed to Final Jeopardy, I think Team 3 just wins, right? So let's do one more question. One more question? One more question in Double Jeopardy. So at least we can pull, that's not gonna help. It might help Team 1. All right. Who's in control? Not me, apparently. Okay, you guys, yes, you just got it right.
Yes, do that.
Go for it.
Week 9, 200?
Week. Well played. Week 9, 200. What symbol do all PHP... Rob?
Cash tag?
All right, let's proceed. Let's proceed to Final Jeopardy. Let's have everyone come up with an answer, and we'll have you write it on this slip of paper as we play some music, and then we'll pretend like this was going according to plan. All right, so Final Jeopardy category is week 12. You all have to decide. I didn't bring pens, no. Pens, please. Thank you. All right, okay. No more pens, please. So, okay, so team one is at 0, team two is at 0, and team three is at 2. You can wager up to $2,000. So let's go ahead, make your wager. Wager's down. And now Cheng is gonna reveal the question, then play some music until we adjourn. Begin here with team three. You wagered $1,000 and answered?
$955.
Team two here wagered?
$2,000.
And your answer was?
$955.
Team three wagered $2,000. And your answer was?
$955.
Which is correct. Which means our winner today, I think it's still just team three, right? Team 3 takes the game. That. That then is it for CS50. Thank you so much for CS50's team. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to our friends on Harvard Time. This was CS50.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Davin Farnham.
How am I supposed to figure out my sequel if I can't even figure out my present?